This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Planting is virtually wrapped up in South America. We'll have more right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
It's smooth sailing for the crops in South America right now as the weather has been fairly cooperative recently. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, right now we don't have any major concerns. The short-term 1 to 5 day forecast does show ample rains for Brazil. Maybe a little lighter on the Argentina side of things, but still enough to kind of push them through. 6 to 10 day forecast shows heavier rains coming across Brazil, which is exactly what they'd like to see. Still, some of those central to eastern portions of Argentina are on the lighter side for rain. The western portion getting good rain, but we'd like to see that push across. And then if you go out to the 11 to 15 day forecast, they do start to move some of those rains into the eastern portion of Argentina.
McBride said harvest in Brazil is virtually wrapped up.
Well, Brazil is pretty well done with their soybean planting. So some of those earlier areas will be coming into to Podville. It's kind of like that August time frame for us. It'll be about the last week in December through about the second, third week in January that we really are going to be watching for rains. If it does dry out, that could be an issue for Mato Grosso and some of those earlier planted areas. But overall, the planting is pretty well in the bag, or I guess in the field for Brazil. So nothing major to get caught up on. The next thing that we'll watch, obviously, is the Podville timeframe for beans. But then it really all eyes return to harvest in late January and early February. As far as if there's delays there, what does that do to the Safrinha corn crop?
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.